This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Boeing's unmanned Starliner crew capsule has returned safely to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. We get a report from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Floating smoothly and softly under three main parachutes.
The Boeing Starliner descended into the Army's White Sands missile range in New Mexico before dawn Sunday, with six large airbags deployed to ease the impact of touchdown.
Congratulations, Starliner.
The two-day test flight was supposed to have lasted more than a week and docked with the International Space Station, where the capsule was to deliver holiday presents, clothes, and food. But the flight was cut short after Starliner's internal clock failed to sync with the Atlas V launch rocket, causing the capsule to burn too much fuel and leaving it in the wrong orbit. Still, there were successes. After a bullseye landing, the sun rose to reveal the white and black capsule sitting upright on the desert floor, with hardly any scorch marks from reentry, and a parcel of data to analyze. I'm Ben Thomas.
Afghanistan's election commission today had some welcome news for President Ashraf Ghani. He appears headed for a second five-year term in office. In results that were 2 months late in coming, the commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September vote, well ahead of a second-place finisher, Abdullah Abdullah, who won about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged that the commission failed to deal with election fraud. North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un met today with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's defense capability. It adds to the strengthened concern the North may return to a hardline stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change what he says is a policy of hostility toward Pyongyang. And he's warned he's ready to provide Washington with a Christmas gift, widely expected to be a ballistic missile test. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we can send you to our website, VOANews.com. From Washington,